begin with the first reading and public hearing for consideration of changes to the Stevens County Land Use Ordinance. The Board of Commissioners met twice through called meetings to discuss ordinance amendments, and we did have some citizen input at those meetings to discuss changes to the land use ordinance. The first change that is being proposed is under Section 59-201 definitions, and we will be adding a definition for vegetated buffer, of which will be an area of natural, existing, or established vegetation designed to separate land use for agricultural or commercial uses from residential uses and traditionally used to mitigate erosion or nuisance concerns. The second change is under Section 59-501 permitted uses, and this is under the Agricultural Intensive Zoning Code. And the change here was to add livestock and poultry operations, provided they meet all district requirements as a permitted use. On the same token, under the next section, conditional uses, livestock and poultry operations, provided they meet all district requirements, was removed as a conditional use. In effect, this would allow for these to become a permitted use as opposed to previously established as a conditional use, provided that all district requirements are met. Moving into the district requirements, that's Section 59-503. Layer houses was added under the setback regulations for Item F. Previously, it was listed separately from the poultry houses, so they were combined, poultry and layer houses, together under the same item. And the ordinance was also amended to require that if there is a residential dwelling or manufactured home on a neighboring parcel, the poultry structure must be set back at least 500 feet from that residential structure, provided, however, that the rear exhaust must be set back at least 600 feet to be calculated by map distance. This is 500 feet in addition to the already existing 200-foot setback from the property line. Additionally, the ordinance is now proposed to state that any newly established poultry operation that abuts a residential district, that is any district zoned RS or RM, should be subject to a vegetated buffer at the property line extending the length of the operation plus 50 feet in each direction, and detailed buffer requirements to consist of plants, shrubs, trees, or a berm no less than 6 feet tall.